talking to Sarah Gritters of the Pelham Christian volleyball team and soon to be the soccer team and recent National Letter of Intent signee with Northwestern in Orange City, Iowa, to play volleyball and continue her volleyball career up there. Sarah, I know that that's an exciting deal when you get to sign your National Letter of Intent to play collegiate volleyball somewhere. Tell me, what was that process like for you going into trying to find a place where you could continue that volleyball career and continue your education?
So for me, I was pretty set on going somewhere in Northwest Iowa because my older siblings all actually went to Northwestern. So it's always kind of been, ever since my sister played volleyball at Northwestern, it's kind of been my dream to go there. So it was really exciting to see that I had a chance to go to Northwestern. And then once I actually got to sign and take that chance, it felt really awesome to get to do that.
Yeah, and that's kind of cool that you get to continue kind of the family line there at Northwestern. And specifically looking at the volleyball, is you're going to go up there and play volleyball for them next season. What about the volleyball program really excited you at Northwestern?
I really loved the sense of community that they had there. I got to practice with a couple different college teams, and Northwestern by far had the best sense of team and family at the practices, and I just love the way that they encourage each other, and it just seems so exciting and fun to be a part of it.
Absolutely, and you're coming off of what was a fantastic senior season at Pella Christian here, and I think it culminated, if I'm remembering it correctly, it culminated in a first team selection in the Little Hawkeye Conference, and you know, going from playing for Tammy in that regard and going to Northwestern, what is some of the hope that you could take away from this final season of volleyball and kind of use as you transition into the collegiate ranks?
I'm hoping that I can take away a lot of the great mental things that Coach Tammy taught me. She's taught me so many things fundamentally as well that I hope I can take with me. But she really taught me how to control my mind on the court and to let go of mistakes. And so I hope that I can just keep doing that as I go into the college level. And I think that if I can remember that, then no matter who I play under, it'll be a good season.
Yeah, and that's really a good thing to take away from it. And I know that right now, as you get ready to make that transition after this school year, I know that you're having a busy time right now as the Tulip Queen and getting ready for the soccer season that's coming up. How do you kind of manage your time through all of those different aspects of life with trying to get prepared for the college level of volleyball and school and stuff like that, is on top of doing soccer and Tulip Queen stuff?
So I think I'm just gonna have to take everything one day at a time, because there's a lot of weeks that if I look at them, I have something almost every night. But I have to remember that it's good for me to be busy, because that means that I'm involved in a lot of great things. And so I think that as long as I remember that it's okay to be busy and not be stressed and just enjoy everything, then I think that'll be really good.
Yeah, and being too busy is something that can feel a little overwhelming at times. And obviously, if you can find a way to compartmentalize that, that's always a good thing. But as you do the Tulip Queen stuff, and maybe for some of those who don't quite understand, like myself, who's new to the area, what does some of the stuff with the Tulip Queen involve that you're doing and adding to your schedule?
So right now, a lot of it is just get to know you stuff with the court. But then from about January until spring break, there'll be a lot of practices where we learn a program that will then perform for the grade schools and other areas. And then a lot of it is just being an ambassador for Pella. So I get to go talk to people at a ton of different places and convince them that Pella is a great place to come and that Tulip time is worth their while. And I'm really excited to get to talk to a lot of new people about it.
Yeah, and that's a really exciting time. And I'm sure that it's a great thing to be able to represent your city like that, not just from you know, the athletic standpoint, but also as an ambassador, like you were saying with that. And then as you kind of prepare for the soccer season that's coming up, and what does some of that stuff look like as you add that with the volleyball and the Tulip Queen stuff?
So a lot of what preparing for soccer looks like for me is lifting. So I've been lifting every morning before school, and then I might start going to a couple of the soccer open gyms if I have time. But a lot of soccer is just getting back in running shape, because I'm definitely not in running shape right now.
And, you know, obviously it's two different sports, you know, yeah. You get volleyball and soccer. With volleyball, you're more so using the physical power with kills as your outside hitter and whatnot. And soccer takes a whole different skill set. How do you make that transition as easy as possible? I know that you get a little break of the winter season in between there, but how do you make that transition as easy as possible?
A lot of it just kind of comes once I start the season, I would say, and then conditioning before the season. Open gyms, again, is a really great way to make that transition. Once I start getting some more touches on a soccer ball as opposed to a volleyball, that typically comes pretty quick for me.
That's awesome. And, you know, obviously it's an exciting time right now with all the things that you've got going on. Appreciate the time, and I know that it's taken a little bit out of that busy schedule, but I do appreciate you sitting down and walking us through a little bit of some of the process of your signing with Northwestern. We're excited to see the future with that. We're also excited to see what the soccer season has to hold and what the Tulip Queen has to offer as it comes up here in the coming weeks. So, Sarah, thanks for the time.
Thank you.